Temperatures already in the 70s across the listening area. We'll check in with Mark Bixler from the Fulton County Fair in Lewistown coming up here about 9:15, so stay with us on that and here on the morning show. Today we are saluting the July 23rd, believe it or not, 40th anniversary, 1975, of the Canton tornado on this date, July 23rd. End of the 9 o'clock hour, and we always, once a month, we get caught up on activities going on with the Children's Hospital of Illinois, and with us to talk this morning is Addie Mercer. She is an event organizer for the Mulligans for Miracles Golf Outing, and she is on the air with us to share her story about her daughters and giving thanks to the help of the Children's Hospital. And Addie, it's not one of those great stories when you hear, but again, it's kind of a mixed one, right? Because you have to kind of deal with those kind of situations when they're very young, but you had some people step up from Children's Hospital who helped out. Now you're trying to give back, so that's an exciting time in your life as well, right?
Absolutely, Leon. My girls were born on March 13th, 2008, and they were born at 25 weeks. So they're both less than 2 pounds at birth, and we spent a quite deal of our nights and days at the Children's Hospital for about 6 months. And luckily, with prayers and the help from Children's Hospital, they're happy 7-year-olds now and healthy, and we'd like to give back to this organization that helped us and helped the girls at the beginning.
Talk about a little bit about, because having no idea what the neonatal intensive care, and it's one of the best in the country, right? I mean, it's one of the amazing things we are having right here in West Central Illinois. It's one of the, you know, really type of things that people can take advantage of, and it helps a great deal of families and children.
Oh, absolutely. It couldn't be in a better spot to be in our backyard, and
yeah.
They help thousands of children every day. So
yeah, when you look at going back to that thing, how did you and your husband kind of deal with that? The shock of you know, what's going to happen to our daughters, those type of things. Talk us kind of through the connection with the Children's Hospital. How were you made aware of their unit there?
Well, I mean, we're a local family. We live in Edelstein. At the time, we lived in Chillicothe. So we're very familiar with the Children's Hospital, and you know, expecting twins, there is that slight chance that they will be born early. Not quite expecting to be born as early as they were, but we were kind of prepared at the beginning, but nothing really can prepare you for that time when they are born that early. And the Children's Hospital gives you every outlet that you can have possible, whether it's just mentoring or counseling, and just with the doctors and nurses there just to support you along the way.
And you mentioned they are now 7 years old and very, very healthy, right?
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
We dodged a lot of bullets. I mean, we went through a lot of difficult times with some brain bleeds and some surgeries and things like that. But we made it through, and now this coming fall, they'll be starting second grade. So
what was it about, you know, going through that situation in your life that you decided this year to do a little fundraising? Well, what kind of brought all that about?
Well, I always wanted to give back to the organization. Within the last, in 2013, I started a non-for-profit called Rising Up to the Challenge to give back to the community in general. And it was always at the forefront. I also wanted to include the Children's Hospital in that. So this year, we kicked off this golf outing that'll be on August 29th at Weaver Ridge, and all the proceeds will go back to the Children's Hospital as a way of giving back. We were helped during the time of need from our friends and family and community. We just want to give back at that time. Now it's our turn to give the tables back.
Absolutely. Addie Mercer is with us, and she's talking about her family situation. Again, they're now 7 years old and very healthy. And one of the things we wanted to talk about today is these, are they single, I mean, kind of the golfing outing itself. Tell us a bit about how you get signed up. I know you do have a place you can go on a website to sign up, and give us the information about when it's going to take place and what time.
Sure, you can go to our website, risinguptothechallenge.org. There is no G in rising. And it's August 29th at 1 p.m. at Weaver Ridge. It can be a men's foursome, women's, co-ed. It's just a scramble. It's for a good cause, so really doesn't matter if you win or lose. It's all about raising money for the Children's Hospital. We're also on Facebook under Rising Up to the Challenge. So there's multiple ways you can see our organization. And also, we were just in the July newsletter and the Children's Hospital newsletter.
So what's the kind of the early reaction from a lot of folks getting signed up for this particular event?
We've had great response so far. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of teams so far, but we'd love to have more. There are no limit to the amount of teams we can have. Weaver Ridge can accommodate a vast majority of golfers, so don't hesitate. The deadline is August 1st. We will take registration after August 1st, but to guarantee your player's gift and dinner afterwards, try to get in by August 1st. We'll have entertainment at night, auctions, and all those fun things after the golfing.
Absolutely. Eddie, what about when you put together an event like this, are you finding it's a lot of legwork and a lot of things to behind the scenes to put an event like this on, right?
Oh, absolutely. I've got a handful of great volunteers that are helping me. I couldn't do it without them.
Awesome.
And just the community is coming in. You know, being the first year, we got to get the word out, and certainly trying to do that, and hopefully build momentum for years to come for this organization and to get more money for the Children's Hospital.
Absolutely. And we've spoke with other families who do pay it forward. They, you know, they have a lot of respect for a lot of the folks that work in those units there at the Children's Hospital. Do you still have you have to go back for checkups and those type of things? You're still going through that kind of stretch right now as well?
No, we're kind of cut all ties with the hospital thus far. Last month, we did have to go back. Unrelated issue, we had a broken arm. But we do still keep in contact with some of the nurses that we, you know, being 6 months in the hospital, you get those bonds together. And even with the doctors, you know, we recognize them in the halls when we're there, and they recognize us. And we're having Dr. K come out to the golf outing and speak.
Oh, that's awesome.
And a bunch of volunteers as well, so we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. One of the things, too, you look at, and I imagine you've made some connections that sometimes you go through these things and thinking, man, we're one of the few people probably experiencing this type of stuff, but you find a lot of other connections with other families, don't you?
Oh, yeah, and we were just before the new Children's Hospital was built, so we were in an open NICU, and so we were with other families in an open room rather than the individual rooms that they have today. So it was a good bonding experience. We still keep in contact with some families that we met that day and kind of look at the different milestones our kids are achieving as we go. And it's a great bonding experience. You don't understand it until you go through with it, and it's great to have those allies.
Absolutely. And folks can go on the Children's Hospital Illinois blog, too, right? You can check out, you can see your story there and imagine some other stories as well as trying to improve the care for kids. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thanks for sharing the story today, Addie. And it's risinguptothechallenge.org. You can check for more information or to register there, right?
Yes, correct.
Hey, thanks for coming on. And we got a little confused with some of our information, but we got it on the air. And we appreciate the Mulligans for Miracles golf outing coming up August 29th. And with us today is Addie Mercer. She is the event organizer. Healthy future for you and your family there and your daughters there, okay? We appreciate
it. Thanks, Leanne.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mark coming up in our tuned in right here on The Morning Show.